Bienvenidos al capítulo número uno de International Talk Time with American School Way. El día de hoy tenemos un invitado de los Estados Unidos y aquí van algunos apuntes para que tengan presentes o anoten de algunas cosas que nos va a decir nuestro embajador y ustedes prueben su nivel de inglés. ¿En qué se parece Bogotá a algunas ciudades de Estados Unidos? ¿En qué se parece la comida de Colombia a la comida de los Estados Unidos? ¿Cuál es el top 3 de comidas para este embajador? ¿Y dónde podemos encontrar la mejor pizza del mundo? Bienvenidos a nuestro primer capítulo. Welcome to International Talk Time with American School Way. Since this moment, this is going to be just English. Enjoy it.
Hi, and welcome to the American School Way podcast. My name is Camilo, and today we have a great guest from the United States. So, well, let me introduce you, Ethan Rowe. Hi, how's it going?
Good. Good, Camilo. Thanks for having me. I'm Ethan. Nice to see everyone. I'm from the United States, and I'm an ambassador with American School Way at BJM Rio in Bogota.
Great. Well, so today we're going to talk about your very first impression here in Colombia. So for how long have you been here?
I've been here for about 10 months, I think, since January, the end of January.
Okay. So what was your first impression once you came here?
I definitely saw a lot of similarities with New York.
Mm-hmm.
Because I came from New York, from living in New York, and in the sense it's like a really fast-paced city. Cold too at times in the weather, and also kind of like the people too can be like a little colder, kind of like one track or very busy or very like important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of stuff happening in the city in Bogota. So I definitely saw a lot of similarities just also in like the size of the city. Like it's huge. It's one of the biggest cities in Latin America, and it's similar in size to New York too. So the first thing I noticed was kind of like the pace, really quick, and the people.
Right. What all the food? Is there any like similarity between Colombia and New York?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, when I came here, I knew that I would prefer eating like the more traditional food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew that would be like the best quality and I would have like the best experience if I just get used to eating the food, like the most popular, the most traditional food in Colombia. And that's still the case. I still prefer all of the food that people just eat every day, whether it's like chicken, like an asadero, or just rice with everything. One of my favorite Colombian dishes is tamal,
mm-hmm.
of course. And so, yeah, my favorite food to eat here since I first got here has been Colombian food. You know, we have really great pizza in New York, and I haven't quite found that same quality that I would expect in New York here in Bogota, but you know, it's possible. If you have any good recommendations for some good pizza, I'll let me know. And you know, like hamburgers, cheeseburgers, that kind of thing too. I'll have once in a while. There's a lot of good hamburger joints in Colombia too. So yeah, Colombia has adapted some of those like typical United States dishes and made it their own and made it something unique and something that I enjoy too. But most of the time it's like Colombian food is the way to go for me.
Excellent. No, this here. Why do you say that you haven't found this pizza? What is the
I'm from a city in Connecticut, which is to the east of New York, in the east of New York City. So I've lived a lot of my life in New York City, but also I grew up in Connecticut. on the shoreline of Connecticut, on the Atlantic Ocean there, with Long Island Sound. The city that I'm from is called New Haven, Connecticut, and it has some of the best pizza in the world. And of course, that comes from like the plethora of Italian immigrants, which is the same reason why the tradition in New York is so good. And it's not the same thing as like if you go to Italy and have Italian pizza, and that's great, but there's just like a really unique and special tradition of pizza in my city where I grew up in New Haven. And that comes from a lot of things, like just the technique and like a wood-fired oven and things like that. Like a super, super hot oven, really fresh ingredients. I don't want to put down like any pizza that people enjoy here. I just haven't personally enjoyed too much pizza here. But again, that's not to complain. I love the food that I do have here.
If you put it that way, I haven't seen this kind of process of the pizza here called it.
Yeah, and you get like at the bottom most of pizza is like a charred, it's like a little black, you know, and it like adds so much to the flavor and things like that. And I'm sure if I've mentioned, you know, my hometown, my home city to people here, and be like, oh, if you get a chance, you know, go to New York, go to New Haven, Connecticut. And I'm sure if people did like take my recommendation, maybe they would get there and be like, no, I don't. This doesn't look good. Like, this is like the thing that I was expecting pizza to be, but it's like, you know, the food, the pizza that I grew up with, and it's a really strong tradition over there in the Northeast.
All right. Here in Galilee, what would be your top three dishes? Your favorite?
That's a good question. I mentioned the tamal. I would definitely say that has to be in the top three. I tend to have a tamal like at least once a week. Yeah, sometimes I live in like this really sweet house with like some older women that are the owners, and sometimes they're preparing like tamales too. Like they'll give me one if I get home from work at a certain time, and they're there. And so it's a very comfort food for me that I have like come to enjoy. And what else? I mentioned like just arroz con pollo, you know, just chicken with rice is super classic. A lot of preparations of like chicken here, people have like a lot of pride in it for good reason. It's like really good quality. And what else? I mean, just the classic arepa.
Looking.
I think would have to be on there. Una arepa relleno, maybe with some meat, or it doesn't even matter. It's just like filled with something is really good. There's a place, I have made arepas at home. I've had like people showing me how to make them, but just there's a great cart near my house that I go to whenever I can. Yeah. I would get like one or two, maybe three. and just the classic, you know, can't go wrong.
Right. Now, what would be your recommendation? How would you invite Colombian people to go to the U.S. in terms of food?
That's a good question. And an interesting question. I talk with my students a lot about like, well, what is American food? Like, what do you expect if you go to the United States, if you go to New York? And you'd be like, oh, french fries, hamburgers. And it's like, yeah, you'll literally find that, of course. I mean, you know, McDonald's is the American company, and it's obviously the biggest fast food chain. But like, what's really the most popular cuisines in Colombia? It's obviously immigrant cuisine, Mexican food and Chinese food. And maybe number three is like Thai food. I don't know what else to quote me on that. But I know for sure like Chinese food and Mexican food are the most popular cuisines and like the most popular restaurants pretty much around the country. Definitely in the big cities, of course, because immigrants gravitate toward the big cities, and there's just a lot of Mexican people, and there's a lot of Chinese people, and that food is really, 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 really good. And then, of course, there are those, like, immigrants. Those immigrant populations have to make adaptations. Like, they have to adapt their food to suit the needs and, like, the wants of people that, like, you know, Americans that are there already. And so Chinese food is obviously different than what it is in China. Mexican food is, well, I think it's a little more similar to, like, traditional food in Mexico, but there's just differences for what, this is to cater to the needs of Americans. And so it's not the same thing. So I've also had a conversation with students a lot about, like, authenticity, like, what does it mean for food to be, like, authentic? And, like, it's really authentic if you're not using the same ingredients, if you're not preparing it the same way. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's super good food and consistent a lot of the times, especially just, like, immigrant food. I mentioned, like, Chinese and Mexican food, Thai food, Indian food. They're not the same in their countries, in their, like, respective countries, but, like, they're really strong traditions. And so, like, yeah, the food that I would recommend people like Colombians to go try food in the United States is, like, everything. She's like the entire world.
I'm starving right now. Well,
you're asking the question.
Well, so that's everything. Thank you so much, Ethan. It was nice to see.
It's my pleasure. Thank you all for listening. I'm Ethan Rode from the Villarreal branch, American School Way in Bogota. Thanks for listening.
Well, hope we see you soon in another session of this American School Way podcast. Have a nice one. See you around.